All right, here we go.
Were you surprised that you weren't named the interim head coach?
No, not at all. If you look at my interim record, I'd say make sure you don't get him as the interim guy. I told you I was a lousy head coach anyway, so especially as an interim head coach. So, no, 1 week deal. I think it makes the most sense for Jody to because we're involved in offense and defense, Rick and I. So. It's easier for him to do that, and plus, I've known Joe D for a long time, and I really think he is a head coaching candidate. I don't know why he hasn't. John Harbaugh did it as a special teams coach. Joe's been recognized as one of the best or the best for a long time at what he does as a coordinator. So, it's good for him to people to see what he can do. It's only an interim game. It's only one game, but I think he's a great head coaching candidate. So, but it's only for 1 week.
What is the toughest thing about the interim gig? Does it feel like a bit of a substitute teacher type of deal, or?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation. And this one's obviously a little different than some of them. Some of them, it's you take over for the last few games, or you take over for the last of the season, or that kind of thing. And it's really not your team. I mean, it's you're part of that team, but you weren't the head coach in training camp and all those things. So, really, interim guy just tries to get the guys to play as hard as they can play. Keep them motivated and like I say, it's usually when teams are doing bad. I mean, I'd like to be an interim coach when you're undefeated. That'd be great, but. Most of the time it's because, something hadn't gone well, so you try to keep the team spirit up. This is different, obviously.
Hey, what advice did you give him?
I told him to be himself, everybody respects him as a coach. All the players think he's a great coach, which he is, and don't change, So... there's a lot more things involved, a lot more detailed things involved with being the head coach even for a week. So it's a big job, even for a week.
Wait, does looking at film of last weekend anger you even more? Or do you have so much to balance with getting ready for San Diego that you have to kind of be careful about how that works?
Well, I mean, we didn't play our best game, obviously, some of the goals we had was to shut down the number one receiver that had 300 yards a week before, stop bootleg passes. We try not to give up any big plays. Unfortunately, we did. We gave up big plays to the running back. So, but they've been scoring 38 points a game too. So, we did some good things in the game, but we go on to the next game. Win or lose, we go on to the next game, and this one comes quicker. So. We had to get ready to play quickly, and we only watched just the things that we needed to correct of the film, and went on to San Diego.
Are you able, when you have a Thursday night game on the schedule, are you able to prepare at all prior to the?
Oh yeah, yeah. We had everything done last week. I mean, we scout the team that we're playing next, and usually by Thursday or Friday, well, by Friday we have everything on them. That's okay. So it's just a fine. So.
Remind me to check in for my flight.
There you go. Good luck.
How much is the fine?
Yeah, it's a flight. Yeah. So, anyway, we're prepared the week before. I don't get into team we're playing until the week of, but we've got everything done. We've got everything broken down. We had everything broken down before they played, and then when we played, we added that to what we had. So, but it's normally like that every week. Even if it's a short week, we've got to be ready on Monday to get our game plan together. Part of what we do is everything we run, we do it in training camp. We have everything set, the things that we are going to play and the things off of those things. Now, we change some things because our personnel changes at times. But we have, we're not putting in something that our guys never did before, you know, really. So it may be something we did 2 weeks ago, maybe something we did in training camp, but our whole defense is in, and we pick from that and say, hey, these are the things we need to run this week.
What's the biggest challenge for you and the team with a week without Kabir?
I think just the distraction, you know, itself. When the head coach isn't there, it's a little different. So I think just making sure it's not a big distraction, which is not easy to do.
Was the success of their running backs, was that a matchup problem? That was
last week, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of leading to this. Now,
well, I mean, we did the same thing against New England. They targeted the guy 16 times and they had 40 yards receiving. We played pretty much the same stuff we played against New England last year in the championship game that I think we won. We just didn't play it as well this time.
That's a subject of some of their talent with the talk. They talked about that 4-3.
I think we could have played better, you know. I always think that.
How much respect you have for Rivers. This year they lose Woodhead, they lose, you know, Allen. How's he able to continue to put up these
Yeah, and that's why I have so much respect for him. Besides, he's a great competitor. He's a real talent. He has been for a long time, and he continues to be that. I mean, I don't know what it is. Every week we get a quarterback that's throwing for 300, 400, 500 yards the week before, and he's another guy that's an elite quarterback. So every week we've played somebody like this. Not quite like him, obviously. He does some different things, but he's a great competitor and a really great quarterback.
Wade, as long as you've been in the league, have you been around a lot of quarterbacks who the opponents are aware of how much he talks to them? Because a lot of your defensive players say he definitely talks the most trash, if you will.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was around him when he first started, and he was the same way. So, I mean, but I was on his side, so I was hollering at the other team too. So, but he's just competitive. That's the way he is. Everybody knows that. So it's not that big a deal.
Typical for quarterbacks. I mean, can you recall a long list of them?
No, I mean, different quarterbacks act differently in different ways. I mean, you know, you can tell Tom Brady, he's fired up when he throws a touchdown pass, and he, you know, and you, you know, if you're on the other side, you go, oh man, what a jerk, you know. But he's just a competitor. They're competing all the time, and that's why those guys are so good. They're so competitive.
I know you haven't been here for all of them. What does it say about this team and this organization that they've had such success winning on the road in divisional games?
Really good teams, you know. You get a lot of good players. I think tradition helps. You know, this organization, except for one coach, has been really good. So, and he wasn't an interim at the time either. So, I think it comes from the top. Really, I mean, this is a first class organization that's won for a long, long time. The people and fans here are great. I said it when I was first here. They expect you to win here, and I think that helps you. I coached in high school, and when you're in a town that the people expect you to win, you win more. And that's the atmosphere here. So I think part of that pressure to do well just carries over to the team. That's just my theory on it. But they expect you to win everywhere. But some places are satisfied that you didn't. You know, that kind of thing. Here they fire you if you're 8-8. So that's what I heard anyway. I know. Yeah, you wanted to fire me before I got the job. So. And the media is tough on you here too. So,
is it this like Dallas then, or is
no?
Dallas?
I just think it's it's just a lot that's expected here, and I think that's a good thing.
Time for a couple more.
Well, you've known Gary a long time, and you've been in the profession. Do you worry about his health?
Well, now, I mean, I go by what the doctors say and what we've heard and what John has said. So, you know, I feel good about that. You know, obviously I worry about Gary or any other coach that I'm great friends with that has any kind of health problem at all. And we went through it before, you know, and it was a lot worse. So, I mean, he wasn't coming back the next week. And so this is a lot better.
What were you thinking Sunday night when you heard news or saw they had to go?
I was surprised because all I heard is somebody went out in an ambulance. So I didn't even know who it was until you guys found out and told me. So.
Can you talk to him at all?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's a lot better, obviously, and he feels good. I mean, they made the statement. I think everybody's got the statement he made. So I think he feels – I know he's going to miss the game, and we're going to miss him, and we're going to play for him. I'll tell you that. I'm going to talk to the defense, and we're going to dedicate this game to him. He's meant so much to this team, the reason we won the Super Bowl is because of him. So. We're going to do something for him, too, play this game for him.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right.